Holly Williams picked up one of her dad's guitars as a teenager, and she's been hooked on music ever since. When she told her parents that she wanted to pursue a career in music, the news was not well received by Mom.
I remember saying to my parents when I was 18, I don't care if I have to work at McDonald's. And my mom said, well, you better learn how to say, would you like fries with that? I mean, we had some very big family meltdowns. I didn't go to college.
Once her dad got to see some of her early lyrics, he knew she was serious about songwriting. After high school, Holly worked at a cosmetics counter by day and played gigs at night. Though steeped in country, her taste in music gravitated toward singer-songwriters.
I really fell in love with the Bob Dylan, Jackson Brown, Neil Young, Tom Waits, Joni Mitchell, this whole kind of songwriter era. I remember I saw Jackson Brown when I was 18 in New Orleans at a theater, and it was just him and a guitar and piano. And I had never seen a show where it's 3,000 people pin drop quiet with one musician telling their stories. And I really connected with that and fell in love with this whole kind of storyteller, you know, more James Taylor side of things.
In the decade that followed, Williams began to enjoy some success. She toured extensively in Europe and the States, and she released albums on major labels in 2004 and 2009. Both efforts received good reviews, but no radio play. In early 2013, Holly Williams released her third album, The Highway, a self-financed recording on her own record label, Georgiana Records, named for Hank Williams Sr.'s hometown. The new recording featured appearances by Jackson Brown, Jacob Dylan, Dierks Bentley, and actress Gwyneth Paltrow. Charlie Peacock, who produced successful CDs for the Civil Wars, worked with Holly on the project.
I went to Charlie's house and played him a few songs, and he said, you know, I agree with your vision. I told him I really wanted to do a more stripped-down record. I was tired of people coming to acoustic shows and saying, I wish your album sounded more acoustic. And he understood that I really wanted it to be more about the emotion of the song than just a big band for that sake.
Many of the compositions on The Highway are personal. One tells the story of a friend's home life destroyed by alcohol. Another song, A Good Man, is about her husband, musician Chris Coleman. And still another is about her maternal grandparents. It's called Waiting on June.
My papa was a cotton farmer, and they lived on a little farm in Louisiana. And it was just simple times. You know, before iPhones, we would pick pecans all day and ride horses and play with the dogs and cows. And it was like dream life, total dream life. Now looking back, not that they, you know, never hit any rough patches, but just for a kid to be around that and growing up around that. So I was incredibly close to them.
She was from North Louisiana in the town of Marooch. I fell in love in a week or two. It didn't take long to love a girl like that. We were barely 10 in the cotton fields, playing horseshoe with the colored kids. I tried to kiss her. She grabbed a baseball bat. I was waiting on June. I hope she comes to see me waiting on June. I can't take this feeling of waiting on June. I pray to God she'll love me one of these days. I hope I find my way waiting on
Holly Williams grew up hearing stories about her famous grandfather, but she did not fully appreciate his legacy until she discovered how much he was admired by others.
That's really when I first started to understand who Hank Williams was and what he meant to music, because I grew up with such a famous dad. And when I was 16, 17, 18, started listening to Leonard Cohen, Dylan, different artists mentioning him, I'm going, okay, wait. My heroes love him. And then especially when I went to Europe, people just flipping out over this connection to Hank Sr. So that's really when I started to understand what kind of, you know, legend he left.
At 33, Holly Williams is enjoying critical success. She'll give birth to her first child in October, and her clothing boutique in Nashville is turning a profit. While she doesn't exactly wrap herself in the famous family name, neither does she run from the connection. She's planning another album for release next fall, no doubt featuring more stories of love and loss and the everyday tragedies that are the stuff of good songs. It's a family tradition. For WBHM, I'm Greg Bass.
Well, we married at the Methodist church, found a big white cow and a piece of dirt with pecan trees to build our homestead on. Joel and Becky, then Donna, then Shelby. Our tiny house was a sanctuary. Laughter filled those rooms all day long. And we were waiting on June. She's putting on her makeup and waiting on June. She's trying to get her hair curled, waiting on June. Kids, listen to me. You walk on down to Sunday school. I'll be there in 15, waiting on June. Well, time flew by, like I said it would. Yeah, the kids grew fast and the farm did good. Miss Bertha made our supper every day. I knew that silver bell would ring. We'd all say grace and dig on in. We always ate together in those days. Oh, one by one, those kids went off and found a love their own. There's nothing like the joy I knew when they brought their babies home. We'd play all day in the cotton fields with the dogs I raised up a right, and end in Grandma's kitchen every night.